HX as mobile.
KB2HS. Let me try that again. KB2HSXXS. Kilo Bravo 4 Charlie Bravo Alpha. David, how you doing?
I was sitting here laughing. That's okay, Dave. Good morning. Goodness. I'm out and about. I gotta go. Change out a condensing unit and get some people some heat. I'm gonna go get a little chilly this morning, but I got my torches to warm me up, so I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing good. I'm just sitting here doing some FTA on 12 and 12, 15, and 20. And there's a good bit going on right now.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm coming down here into kind of no man's land around Paris Mountain. I'm going to be down here on Pleasantburg in a few minutes, so I don't know how long I'll hold the machine. I know it's kind of a Paris Mountain kind of blocks it a little bit, so. But yeah, that's cool. I'm not into the digital modes, really. I'm kind of more the voice guy, you know. I like to hear myself talk.
I am too. I do sideband and on HF, and of course 2 meters, 440. I'm interested in DMR, so I'm real anxious to go to that meeting Thursday, find out Patrick's just going to share the basics of DMR, but it'll be worth the trip, because I try to go every month, and I just like the food and the fellowship.
Well, about meeting up 145.33, I heard Patrick did a good job last time.
Well, he's probably doing it more than one place. This will be at Mythos on, I believe it's this Thursday. Yeah, it's this Thursday, the 16th. At we start gathering at 5:30, and the presentation will start, you know, sometime after 6. We'll get our food at 6 and eat, and then we'll have the presentation. So, and we have this meeting every month.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I'm actually, I won't be around this Thursday. So, but again, I'm not really a DMR guy. I don't know. Not that I'm not into it. I just, just more radios to buy, and just not in the mood to buy radios at the moment. But anyway, Dave, I'm down here on Pleasantburg, so I'm going to get a little noisy, I'm sure. So let me get out of here. You have a good afternoon. Stay warm if you can, and I'm going to sign off here for a little bit.
Well, you've been sounding good here at the house over here in Taylor's, but we're not that far apart, I don't think. But you have a good day, and we will talk to you later. Behave yourself out there. We'll talk to you later, Dave. KB2HSXS, KB4CBA.
What do you got to put those kind of restrictions on me for? Behave myself? Wow, what kind of fun is that? All right, Dave, 73, KB2HXS. See ya.
Wow, just don't name it after me.
10, 4 IQ.
Bill, how are you doing, sir?
Doing fine. Headed home. I plan to be at that meeting on Thursday.
You mean your wife lets you come home?
Treat her good. I haven't had any coffee yet. thing I'm going to do when I get home is drink a couple of cups of coffee. And hello, Dave. I think he was headed out. But that should be a good presentation. I know Bob was trying to get Patrick to do it. I didn't know for sure if he's going to do it this Thursday or not, but that's good.
I suggested it, three or four months ago, and I didn't know if the QX, the DX guys would have any interest in it, but, you know, I thought, what the heck, we're not having any programs, so there might be something, and sure enough, there is some interest, so... I appreciate him putting that together, and it's not going to be from what Patrick tells me, it's not going to be a full blown presentation, but it's kind of the basics and how to kind of get you started in it. So at least you'll know what you'll need to get going in it, and I guess that's my main thing. I'd like to have something besides 2 meters and 440 in my car. I never talk on 440. I never hear anybody out there.
I've got a little experience on D-Star, but I bet I have been on it for a year. I don't know how similar or dissimilar it is to, DMR is to D-Star, but I think there are some similarities to it. But so I'm anxious to hear about it. There's just not a lot of D-Stars here. Even less fusion, and I think DMR is quite a bit. There's a fair amount here, I guess, because of the SV hards. That's what they use. Anyway, it didn't take me long in there. In and out.
Well, what you been doing this morning?
I was in there getting an echocardiogram. Probably waited 5 minutes once I got there, went in, took maybe 10 minutes to do it, and I was out. He said everything looked good. Damn.
4 CPA. Well, that's what you want to hear, so... unless you don't want to hear that. But, anyway, that's usually a good sign. So, I expect to see your sorry hide up there at Methos on Thursday.
Well, I was planning to go, but now I find out you're going. I don't know.
You can talk yourself out of it now.
Yeah, just kidding. But I'm glad it starts early. I don't like driving at night. And that was a daytime shift. I'll be fine. I'll be out of there fairly soon. I think it's staying light. Daylight almost 8 o'clock.
Really nice. Last night I had the 5:30 clinic, and it was over at 7, and I got home, I don't know, 7. I saw him got a pizza, but it didn't take me just a minute, and I think I was home by 7:20, and it was beginning to get dark, but I mean, it still had a ways to go, and it won't be long till it'll be, 8 o'clock, and still daylight. And I told my wife it was kind of weird driving home in the daylight, but I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I just don't like to drive at night anymore. And, anyway, so I'm glad you reminded me when I heard that. I got on my calendar, so I had it on there. I would have seen it, but I had forgotten it was this week, actually.
With this month having five Thursdays, you know, it's coming kind of early. I mean, the 16th, that's kind of, you know, that's mid-month, so you don't really think of the 16th. That's just the way it works out this month.
I said Monday was the Greer Radio Club meeting, which I didn't go to. That would have been yesterday. I didn't go to it. I knew it was then, but I had some other things I had to do. But I'll go to the SCDXA this Thursday.
Does whoever gets there first save the other seat? I've been trying to get there about 5:30.
I do want to get there at 5:30 and get my order in. You just get served that much earlier.
And we usually get the same waitress. She's always real good. I like her. She does a great job. And it'll be fun to have a presentation.
Yep, it's been a while since we've had any. I was going to do one. I kind of backed out. One of my computers went south. It just completely died. And unfortunately, some of the material I had on this presentation I was going to do died with it. It wasn't backed up. So declined. I told Bob I was going to do a program, and I backed out.
There are worse things. I mean, you know, you have good intentions, and think that, you know, your equipment didn't have as good intentions as you did. So sometimes that happens. There's not a whole lot you can do about it.
Not believe. I'm in Simpsonville. Sometimes the computer doesn't work too good when I'm in this area. Hold on. I was going to boost my power, but I can't see the button. I didn't have any of that material backed up. I had it. I had modeled what I was going to give a presentation on an antenna that I was using on 10 meters. And I had antenna plots and everything where I modeled it. And, but I did not have that information backed up to where I could get it. That was stupid. So, I got a new computer, so now anything like that, I am backing it up. But that was kind of stupid because I almost always back stuff up.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I finally joined ARRL. I've got Logbook of the World. I've got N3FJPE. And QRZ, so, and I need somebody to come over here and show me how to make sure I'm working this LDG tuner and this AL80B Amitron amplifier correctly. I think I am, because I seem to be getting results, but I just don't want to blow anything up.
Okay, well, that's good. I knew you were going to get an amp, but I didn't know you got an AL80. B. Those are good amps, and they're rugged, and the tubes are rugged tubes. I mean, within reason. So that's great. You're all set up. Logbook of the World, ARRL. I'm proud of you. That's good. I won't give you a lecture again.
Go right ahead. I'll just do you like I did my parents, in one ear, out the other.
Well, that's what Elaine accuses me of doing. What, me? I would never do that.
Why would she think you'd do something terrible like that?
You know, it's just amazing. I can't hear through walls. I can't hear through doors. I can't hear her in the other room. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah, eyes in the back of your head stop working, too.
Well, I just wish the eyes I see forward would work better.
Well, I tell you, I had some kind of freaky app last night. I'll tell you about it. You know, I went all day and I did some things, and then I played tennis last night and got home about 7:20 and ate some supper. And let's see, yeah. And then I don't know, around 8 or so, I started getting a little sleepy, and I just fell asleep. My wife put a blanket over me, and she went into the bedroom and watched something else on TV, and just left whatever was on my TV, which really wasn't what I wanted to watch, but I was asleep anyway, so it didn't matter. And so about 11:30, she comes in there and says, "Are you coming to bed?" And I woke up and I said, yeah, like that. So I thought, man, I guess I better get up and get to bed. And, but I had gotten up when I first got home and to get something out of the kitchen. And it was like, my eyes weren't crossed, but it was like they were. And it was the weirdest feeling. I could not walk straight, so I had to close one of my eyes. And as long as I did that, it didn't matter which one, I could walk fine, see fine. But if I opened the other one, it was just like, you know, I was seeing two different images, and I didn't know which one was real. And it was just really weird. Now, thank goodness it's not doing it this morning. But boy, it really scared me last night.
IQ. Yeah, that is scary. I guess that's what you call double vision. Yeah. Well, good thing is it's not there this morning. You just need to take it easy, though, after something like that.
Well, I'm not going to take it easy.
Play 5 sets of doubles this afternoon.
I would like to get my, I think I'm going to put my camera up in the car today. And this front and rear camera, so I mean, I've got to run wire all the way back to the back, but I ran wire from the back to the front for the antenna for the ham radio. So and it's really simple to do. So the hardest part would be getting the front one, you know, hooked up, and because I don't want a lot of wire, you know, hanging out of the dash and everything, so I'll hide as much as I can. But you know, it's not like I hadn't been in those dashes before. I'll figure it out.
Camera is going to go where? The front? On the front of your car?
The main one there's one that goes on the back as well. So not only do I have the built-in camera that comes with the car, but this one is on even if I'm moving forward.
Well, I have the camera that's built into this car. It's just back. You know, it's just for, it only operates when you put it in reverse. My brother did give me a little camera a couple years ago, a dashboard camera. I can't remember if that was battery operated or, yeah, I had to plug it in, but I didn't use it very long. It kind of got to be a nuisance, actually. You've got a radar detector in your car. I don't know for sure, but I about guarantee you do.
It's something I have never owned. So, no, I don't have one. Don't plan on having one.
Well, Phil, in his Mustangs that he had, he always had a radar detector. He had that going 24/7.
There's been a time or two I probably could have used it, but I tried to stay around the legal limit, and I did pretty good with that.
Take it easy after that encounter you had last night, and enjoy the chat. N4IQ. See you Thursday.
All right, Bill. You have a good one. Talk to you later. KB4CBA monitoring.
4DJC.
What are you doing, KB4CBA?
I just walked up the stairs and heard you out a little bit earlier today. Thought I'd give a shout. How you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. I'm trying to make some contacts here on 15 meters on FTA.
Is it open this morning?
Too many people on here. It's something else. There's people from all over the place, and I've never heard of Latvia, L-A-T-V-I-A. Have no idea. There's England and Germany and I just got a call here from somebody. There's a guy here in Slovenia.
I had to go turn the heat up a little bit. It's about 70 degrees upstairs here. That's a little cool for me. But it's going to be a nice day. Got to head over there later this afternoon. My granddaughter's got a soccer game at 5:30. It's going to be really cool, though, from what I can see. About maybe 52 or something like that. I was hoping it was going to be more like 70. I've been to so many football games and basketball games and soccer games and volleyball games over the years, and I have to repeat the whole thing again with the grandkids. At my grandson's in soccer, but he has his soccer over near Furman. He's, you know, they have like a, they don't do a, he doesn't do the Y thing now. He's doing a, it's like a club thing over there. I can't remember the name of it. She's doing volleyball, like her club volleyball, and she's also doing middle school soccer. She never tried out before, but she made the team, and she's playing. She's playing first string today on defense. I don't know what they call it. I'm not that I've seen a lot of games, David, but I don't really know the positions that well. Just go watch them run around, you know.
Be me. Yeah, I'm not really good on the positions, but it can be a lot of fun to watch, especially if your grandchild's involved.
Grandson is really good. He's he's doing the wire thing. He's not a big kid. He's smaller kid, but he's been playing probably since he's about five or so, and he is really good. And they always want to get him on their team. He's a good scorer and good defensive guy too, but he's a really good scorer. And but she is not playing with her son, but she's pretty tall. She's a pretty good athlete. I mean, she's not. I never thought she'd be interested in it, but she's really interested in volleyball. That's the reason she's doing the club volleyball thing, because I think, you know, the volleyball there at the school, they don't have a dedicated volleyball coach there or not, but I think she got a little disgruntled with volleyball last year, but there, because I don't think they won a game. And you know how that is. You just got to pick what you can pick. But we'll see in soccer. Like I said, I don't know how good she is. You never know, because, you know, they don't have I think they have got maybe 15 kids on it, maybe on the roster. Maybe, I don't know. It's not a real big turnout. The boys' soccer is always there's always more boys. And at least they play at 5:30. I think the boys goes like maybe at 6:45, so it'll be pretty chilly by the time they get out there on the field. And hopefully it's not going to be too crowded this afternoon. Maybe the traffic won't be too bad heading over and heading back this evening.
For my oldest grandson, he lives in Powdersville, and so he is he's a pretty good drive away, but we try to get out there for every game.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for us, because we got one going in one direction, one going the other direction, and granddaughter, since his is out there at Furman sometimes, it's a little hard for us to get out there. And they usually have their games on Saturdays, and so it's hard for us to get out there sometimes. Because it kind of splits us up, and we're trying to help them out too, because Tuesday's a busy day. He's got county council on Tuesday, and she works fairly late on Tuesdays. So we try to help them out on Tuesdays, and because he's on one end of the county, and she's the granddaughter, basically on the other end, closer to the house. I'm not thrilled about driving. The traffic has gotten so much worse in the last couple of years. It's just unreal how bad it is heading out towards Travelers Rest. Of course, you knew that, because you used to live in TR, I think.
Moved into the subdivision there, and they they annexed it, and so we got to pay taxes. So exciting. But we finally got out of there, and I'm kind of glad we did, because that house was starting to need some things, and it was either fix it or get out. So we decided to get out.
4CBA and 4DJC. Yeah, we've threatened to move a couple of times, but the housing has gotten so expensive. We're probably just gonna stay where we are. It's a pretty quiet neighborhood. We got good neighbors, and we're in the county, so we don't have to pay city taxes. You know, I'd like to have, city sewage instead of a septic tank, but, the water here is just unbelievably expensive, because we're in the county. It's owned by a private company instead of the county. they still, you know, the taxes here are so reasonable. And you know, my car insurance for 6 months is more than my taxes are on my house. A house pretty small. It's only 1,600 square feet, but I do have a full garage. That makes a big difference for us. But, you know, I got two bedrooms upstairs and a master suite, and downstairs I don't have to get the radio stuff up here. I really don't have room for it downstairs, but one of these days I may move it downstairs, put something, put an antenna outside. But I just hadn't felt like doing it really, and this seems to work okay the way it is now, and it isolates me from, you know, anybody else when I'm up here talking. But we've threatened several times to find something, maybe a two-bedroom, like a two-bedroom patio home or something like that, but everything we see is, you know, $300,000, and I said, I'm just not paying that kind of money for a two-bedroom home, period.
Now, Jerry, you know you got the money, you just need to let go of it.
The town size quite a bit. My wife's not fond of moving. We've moved a bunch of times. I think we've moved maybe 6 or 7 times over the years, and every time we move, the furniture gets more beat up, and we wind up having to store some stuff, and I don't think she's ready to do that yet, and I'm just not know whether I'm up to move again or not. We've been working on the yard and trying to get it a little better, but gosh, we've had a hard time growing grass here, and I thought about doing some, putting some sod out until I found out how much the next door neighbor here in the new house. If his yard sided, but he was going to side the other half, and the guy was going to bring in field dirt, topsoil, and it's going to be like 20 tons of field dirt to level it up and then put the topsoil on it. And I don't know if it includes the sod or not, but it's going to be over $15,000 just to do that. And that's crazy. Yeah, I've got threatened several times to put a little turnaround drive in the front yard there and then maybe sod to the back of the house and leave the back of it, you know, and a centipede and whatever else runs wild back there.
Well, I think we've got ours about where we want it, and we live on a kind of, the backyard is kind of, it's not kind of, it is downhill, and so it's not a lot of fun. And so we did have a deck built there so we could enjoy that. And the trees are right behind it. So, and the sun sets at the back of the house. So all that works out pretty good. So, and, you know, there's a lot of new things on this house that we put on up. But I would move if... And if we came across the right house and, you know, the opportunity presented itself, we're not really actively looking, though.
To some patio homes back quite a few years ago, and they had a nice group of them here in town that were not too far away from here, still in the same school district, but most of them were two-bedroom. But then when the kids got out, we looked at them again and just, and we realized they were as old or older than the house we're in now. And we just replaced our upstairs and downstairs. You know, we got two separate UFOs in the last 5 years, so that's done. And we're ready to be done for a while. We got a new roof. I've had it, they replaced my vinyl siding since it faded, replaced it about 5 or 6 years ago, so it's got fairly new siding on it. I put in these triple pane Schuco glass, Schuco insulated windows, so we got that done. Just had a little coat of paint done on some of the ironwork outside and the doors and that, so we got that done. Next thing now is I'm going to get one of those aluminum to get up into the attic. We got one of those little slipshod wooden ladder deals, and I'm going to thinking about see if I can find somebody to install one of those gear aluminum types. It's a little bit lighter and a lot sturdier.
We've got our house is aluminum siding, and we've got just a few places that need like to get it done. So there's no painting to do on the outside. So I'm hoping we can get that done, and that'll just be a few hundred dollars, and hopefully we'll be through with this house, because everything else on it seems to be really good.
KB4CBA and 4DJC. Yeah, when we had the siding and windows done, they were done within a few years of each other. We had replaced the wood trim with all solid vinyl, so I don't have anything to paint, as far as windows. All I think I did is paint my shutters, my four shutters out front. I had that done recently, so I don't have to have that done again in my iron work. And I've had the driveway cleaned off once the time we've been here, and it was done last year, and it looks okay. And I'm going to get the house washed at some point or another. I've got a little bit of mold or mildew or something on one side of the house where the trim was, but it's just a patch about the size of a small area rug. I'm going to get that cleaned off, and when the guy next door gets his, he's gonna get his cleaned, I think, sometime soon. That whoever does his do ours too, but that's about it, I guess. The gutter's in good shape. And we need to put some carpet in the house. We'll probably do that at some point, maybe. So I'm just not real sure what we're gonna do. You know, now they want you to completely remodel the house and then sell it for less than you got in it. So that's just not gonna happen. I'm not gonna spend $25,000 upgrading the house and then basically give it to them, because that's just not my idea of a good deal, I don't think. Not in that kind of house is paid for. We're not worried about that sort of thing. So it's just stay here until we can't stay anymore, I guess.
It's kind of like my dad, my dad used to say about cars. You know, he said the cheapest car you can drive is the one you're driving now. So, and that was very true for the most part. Even if you had some problems with it, it was still cheaper to fix them than go out and buy another used car, and it would have just about as many problems.
Some you don't know about. I don't become apparent until later on. Yeah, I don't do any electrical work. I got some stuff that needs to be replaced, but I usually get electricians to do that. I just don't feel. Because I know I don't know the code, and I want to make sure somebody certified knows what they're doing and puts it back to the way it's supposed to be. I got a few fixtures that need to be replaced, and we're kind of upgrading our stuff. We got LED lights and other parts of the house, and we're moving to that. It's pretty quiet, though. The ones we've put in have not had much, in the way of RFI or anything like that. I can tell. I check them out before I put them in. Most times it's the wall warded. It's the wall ward itself rather than the light doing it, so I kind of keep an eye on that and check them out after I put them in. If they have any develop any RFI, usually be able to send them back behind with it, and it doesn't generate it.
Well, Jerry, I am just not having a lot of luck here. It's not being my day. Or maybe I just need to go to another band. I think I'm going to jump out of here there for a while. Heck, I've been here since, I don't know, 5:15, 5:30. And it's 10:36, so I'll let somebody else play with it for a while. Come back later on, maybe check into the sideband net or something. I'm just getting a little tired. But anyway, good to talk to you. I'm going to jump out of here for a while. what a night, Saber, but you have a good one. I'll stick around for your final.
You've been there a long time. 5:30, that's too early for me to get up. I was in 4 step. But I hope you have a good day, and good talking with you as usual, and maybe catch you a little bit later. KB4CBA and 4DJC clear.